Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jemiah. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I received a $79.99 bill on my debit card from y'all, and I haven't ordered nothing from y'all.
Okay. May I have your zip code, please, in order to further assist you?
30331.
30331. And your first and last name again, please.
Alonzo Woodall.
Okay. And for verification of the account, may I please have you verify your shipping address?
341 Mount Gilead Road, Atlanta, Georgia, 30331.
Thank you. So it looks like there were earbuds purchased on the 10th of January. You paid the shipping and handling cost of $5.99. Do you recall that purchase?
No.
Okay. So that's what was purchased on the 10th of January. The $79.99 charge stems from that. The earbuds were purchased for just shipping and handling costs only for a 14-day trial period with them to see if they were up to your standards. If you did not call in and cancel that trial period, then they billed the full amount for the earbuds you received. If you're stating that you did not make the original purchase, I can get you over to the fraud department. But I do have to note that we take fraudulent activity very seriously. So whoever they do find accountable will be prosecuted. If you want to just make sure that no one in your household didn't make the purchases before I get you transferred, you can do so.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want to do that or do you want to go ahead and get transferred?
Transferred.
Okay. One moment, please. Okay. A few moments, please. Few more moments, please. Okay. A few more moments, please. Okay. All right. So I have just canceled out the account. Now I'm about to get you over to the fraud department. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. All right, sir. I do have your information being forwarded to the fraud department. I thank you for calling customer support. You enjoy the rest of your day. Please hold one moment for that transfer.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Let's see. Thank you.